can lend us a book, we can read up and learn and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for aging men. It's not been it, he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the rage no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm here till 4. Brian Young at the helm, playing deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests if I like them. Boom, boom, boom. That's right. It's my show. I'll play it if I like it. A crash course for the Ravers presents today a tribute to Chris Cornell featuring Justin Ballard of Soundgarden. Now, I haven't heard from Justin this morning. I'm hoping he's on his way in. I told him around 1:30. gave him the number, 855-915-9636. If anyone else wants to call in, go right ahead. Dave. 91.5 MFO. No, we're not going to play Soundgarden all day. I'm sure if Justin does come in, he's going to do a bunch of great ones. So I just don't want to guess at what he's going to do and play some of those. But you know what? I wanted to start the show with a few Soundgarden covers. Justin's going to come in here and cover Soundgarden. I'm going to do Soundgarden covering other people. This might be him right here. Let's see. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian, it's Rosie.
Hey, what's up, Rosie?
Oh, not much. Can you play a block for me?
What would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear Can't You Hear Me Knocking?
Okay.
Around and Around.
Okay.
And Little TNA.
Can You Hear Me Knocking? Let me write this down. Because I got to play some other stuff first I just said I was going to do.
That's cool.
Around and Around. And what's the last one?
Little TNA.
TNA. What's that stand for?
Tits and Ass.
Just wanted to make you say that. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Is Soundgarden starting off with them doing Devo on MFO. Bye, Rosie.
A girl, you Hey, where are you going?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, it's Justin.
Justin?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. Oh, geez, I think we got the lines crossed or something like that. Justin, it's Dave.
Oh, hey, that's weird.
Are we both on the air? I don't know if we are or not. I'm going to hang up and get off of this call, and you can call and talk to Brian.
Okay.
Oh, I lost Justin. And okay. MFO, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Justin. Sorry
hey,
about that. I didn't have my mic up either. So they just heard you and Dave talking to each other. That's all cool. It's live radio. 91.5 MFO. I'm going to go right down and let in Justin from Soundgarden. Okay, Justin?
Okay.
Okay, talk to you in a minute.
Okay.
Bye. Yes, we are 91.5 WMFO. What have we been listening to? All sorts of great stuff. Started off with Soundgarden. We did some covers. Girl You Want by Devo. Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey. That's a Beatles song. Search and Destroy live. Going back to the Stooges there. Iggy and the Stooges. And now I got another one from my friend Ian. He wanted to hear Odin Stone, The Clock. And then right after that, we will hear Rosie's Rolling Stones request. And then we'll have Justin doing Soundgarden. We got a Soundgarden tribute coming up. Stick around.
How you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Travel in circles like the hands around the clock. It's a line that runs from me to you, makes how the newspaper rock. We only get one life to live, you better give it all you got. Fill every minute from dawn to dusk, you got eternity to rock. Oh yeah! Hands around the clock. Hands around the clock. Time doesn't travel in circles like the hands around the clock. It's a roller coaster ride of moon and tide, Roman Empire to Soviet bloc. We only get one life to live, you better live it in the light. Fill every hour from dawn to dusk before the endless black of night. Oh yeah! Hands around the clock. Hands around the clock. Doesn't travel in circles like the hands around a clock. It's a line that runs from us to them, Stonehenge to Woodstock. We only get one life to live, don't miss that starting gun. Fail every day from dawn to dusk before we lose the sun. Oh yeah! Hands around the clock. Hands around the clock. Hands around the clock. Hands around the clock. Hands around the clock.
of sand. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down. With sounds so sweet, I had to take me a chance. Rose out of my seat, I just had to dance. Started moving my feet, oh, to clap in my hands. I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. Suspect. And when the police knocked, those doors flew back. But they kept on rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking. What a crazy sound.
And
91.5 WMFO in Medford, and I'm live on the air here with Justin Ballard. How's it going, Justin?
How are you?
Great.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. From one of my favorite grunge bands, probably my favorite grunge band.
Yeah.
Well, maybe besides Nirvana. Nirvana, it's close. Yeah. I did, they're one of the only bands I actually saw.
Oh, really?
I saw them and Blind Melon in the 90s.
Nice.
Opening up for Neil Young.
Wow.
And they called it the Godfather of Grunge Tour.
That's pretty cool.
It was. Years later, I got to meet Chris Cornell, and I got to actually tell him that story. So it was cool. Then the other people just like, big fan. It's like, I actually had something to talk to him about. Yeah, you know. It was cool. So you do all Soundgarden and Chris Cornell, huh?
I do Soundgarden, Chris Cornell, Audioslave, Temple of the Dog.
Now, is Soundgarden a band? Like, do you have others?
Yes. So it started as just me doing it acoustically, and then I decided I should probably put together a full band version of this. So depending on what, you know, the show calls for, I'll either bring in the whole band or just do it solo.
Whatever they're looking for.
Yeah. And then, you know, more versatile that way.
Play anything lately?
Just as played, yeah, a couple of weeks ago we played up in Salem, Opus Underground.
Oh, yeah. I played there.
Yeah, played there a few times. Had a really busy month, actually. We played up in Manchester at Angel City Music Hall, which was a great venue.
Have not been there.
I guess they had to close down for the winter, but I think they're going to be reopening in the spring. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
As many venues as we can get around here.
Yep. Played a new or relatively new place in Norwood called Magic Room.
Oh yeah,
that was a.
I didn't know you were down there. I would have checked it out if I knew.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm friends with Dez down there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get back there in the spring sometime.
Yeah. Good room.
Yeah.
I like the hanging crystal. It looks like a hanging crystal scrotum.
Yeah.
Hanging from the ceiling.
We were looking at that all night. Like, is that what I think it is?
Sure looks like it to me.
Yeah.
91.5 MFO. So how do you get started in doing this? I mean, obviously you play guitar first.
Yeah, so I go all the way back.
When did you start?
I'm a Berkeley grad.
Nice.
Which was, 25 years ago. And, you know, I was playing in various metal bands for years and years, and then got into cover bands because that's where the money was.
Right.
And then I actually saw Chris Cornell on his songbook tour, which was just him doing the solo acoustic thing.
Right.
Which is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Must have been like when I met him. He stopped by BCN and he was doing it. He did like three acoustic songs there.
Yeah. It was an incredible show. He played for like 3 hours, just him and a guitar.
Right.
Like mind-blowing. But, you know, watching him, I was like, I should actually learn some of these songs because I can sing some of them. This was like 9 years ago, and I've just been sort of amassing a catalog ever since. And then, I guess it was in 2019, I started playing actual shows doing this. I hooked up with a Pearl Jam tribute called Five Against None. They invited me to get up and do some Temple of the Dog with them.
Oh, cool. They knew you had the Cornell pipes, huh?
Yeah. It was sort of like, I don't know if I can do that. And they were like, no, you can do it. Just do it. I was like, fine. So that's kind of how the gig started. And then last year I put together a full band to do the full tribute.
Well, you ready to get into it?
Yeah.
What song you want to start with?
So this is it's like a triple layer cover. So it's Chris Cornell covered this, but it's Sinead O'Connor doing a song that Prince wrote.
Right.
All right. You took your love away. Nothing can take away these blues, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, baby, I can put my arm around every girl I see, but she'd only remind me of you. Went to the doctor, guess what he told me, guess what he told me. He said, boy, you better try to have fun, no matter what you do. But he,
yeah, here with Justin Ballard from Soundgarden, a tribute to Chris Cornell. And so we know you went to Berkeley. Yeah. Where did you grow up, Justin?
Westboro.
Nice.
Central Mass.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was just in Millis yesterday. I guess that's close, kind of.
Same region, I think.
Somewhere along there. Great. Where are you playing? Where are you coming to? What do you got going on?
So December 16th, we're playing, it's full band, we're playing at Midway Cafe in JP.
Nice. Played there many times.
Yeah. It's our second time there. So it's us and a Foo Fighters tribute called Footopia.
Is that a, like a midday show? Or?
No, it's Friday evening.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So we're on at about 10, I believe. Yeah, they do their Friday like jam band thing from 6:30 to 9:30. And then
it should be hopping for that.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I'll try and make it.
All right.
Sounds good.
Hope to see you there.
What do you got next?
All right. Just one of the really overplayed ones, but whatever.
Live it's not overplayed.
Yeah, that's true.
This is new.
So this is Fell on Black Days.
Feared has come to light, and whatsoever
'cause I fell on like days. I fell on like days. Whomsoever I've cured, I'm sick and
I thought he was saying, I still don't mind the taste.
New Coke.
Yeah, Coca-Cola.
Yeah, he was like, you know, it's not so bad.
Yeah, the new Coke isn't so bad.
Yeah.
Dave's still going, were we live for a second there? I was so confused. I said, me too. I hardly ever get two calls at the same time, so I'm just like juggling stuff and realizing I'm not even up on the board. So sorry for the confusion. I think I only lasted a few seconds.
Yeah.
So how did you meet Dave? Dave's an old roommate of mine, and he got us together.
So Dave's son and
Dave
my
Thomas.
Son go to school together.
Ah.
They're like best friends and
brilliant.
Yeah. They were hanging out for months at school, and then it was at my son's birthday party last year, and Dave brought his son, so we started talking music.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you haven't known him too long. That's nice. Huh. Nice guy.
About a year. Yeah, very nice.
I mean, hey, I know a radio show. You want me on the radio? Well, I'm glad he did that.
Yeah.
Great stuff. What do you have for us next?
So this one's an Audioslave song called I Am the Highway.
All right. Thank you. You can clap yourself if you want to make it sound.